Okay, welcome to another episode of This Is How It Is. My name is Sheila Too. I'm one of the hosts, and we are going to be talking about essential oils, a little bit about my background. I've been a nurse in the health field for 30 plus years. I'm a holistic health coach. I currently work as a holistic health coach. I'm a wellness consultant for doTERRA Oils, and I'm also a master herbalist. I forgot to list that one the last time. So, hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So I'm here is actually going to introduce herself.
Yes, my name is Attenda Smith, and I am a holistic healer. I'm an intuitive consultant. I am the owner and founder of Birth and Divinity Holistic Consultation. I'm an herbalist, and Sheila and I, we are giving birth to partnering, where we create our
consultation. It's a consultation team. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Where she does the assessment for clients, and then I create the formula based on those assessments. And so that's enough about me.
Well, we've had technical difficulties, so I'm gonna. But it also gives us practice. So it's unfortunate that we have to say the same thing. I don't know if we can put the three previous recordings together. If I can find a way to master that, I will. I'm working on a low battery here. That could also be an issue. But we're going to keep going. We're talking about immune health with essential oils. I'm talking about what boosts your immune system, lymphatic, you know, to help with lymphatic drainage and just keeping the lymphatic system well. I guess we're going to touch on 1, 2, 3, 4 different oils, but there's several blends that you can use. And what did I want to say? And then later on also, you know, a lot of people are, because of the time, a lot of people, the time change with COVID, and then the normal stressors, people are dealing with a lot of stress. So essential oils diffused is very good. So I have my favorites, but I just have them because they work for me and they make me happy. And so, but you might know the actual properties on, you know, certain oils that's good for stress. So we're going to talk about the ones that I counted out for lymphatic system. And so the first one, you'll hear melaleuca, but the common name for it is tea tree oil. And so tea tree oil is really good at fighting infections and virus, you know. I think people know it really good for fungus on the nails. That's one of the real common, you know, the common use of tea tree oil. And let's see, as a oil, because tea tree is also really, really strong, so you know, you can use that for cold, flu, bronchitis. And you can actually at Vitamin Shop, they have capsules, and this I'm speaking for doTERRA oil only. That's the only thing that I know about that you can take. There's others out there, but right now I can't speak for, you know, actually taking them by mouth. So, you know, if you wanted to take tea tree oil, you could take it and put it in a capsule. You can rub it on your throat, and this is when you have a cold or bronchitis issues, or, you know, you can rub it on the throat area or diffuse it. Tea tree is really strong. I don't 100% suggest that you rub it on the throat, on the skin, unless you have a carrier oil. For me, and I'm not the mixologist, but the best carrier oil that I like is coconut oil, because it has a little thickness to it, and then it melts right down. So what do you think about that?
Carrier oil?
Uh-huh.
I like coconut oil, but for me, it's really oily.
Mm-hmm.
Although it absorbs into the skin really good, it's really oily.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to use something like that, I use castor oil, because to me, castor oil, it lasts. And a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
A little bit. And it's very healing to the skin, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah.
So, you can also use it for ear infections. Again, you put that like directly on the skin. But again, for people who have really sensitive skin, then you want to use a carrier, some type of carrier oil. Like you said, you put the coconut oil on and it just runs down. You know, if you use castor oil, like you're saying, it's thicker and it will adhere to the skin a little bit better.
Especially in the wintertime, the colder months, because you need a thicker layer.
Yeah, in the summertime.
Feeling moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the winter, the feeling moisture, because our body gets chafed in the winter.
Yeah, but it's good for the summer too, because it's not as, it's thicker than the coconut. You put coconut oil on in the summertime, it's going to be like butter on your skin, so it's going to melt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really good choice. You can also use tea tree for things like pink eye, staph infections, MRSA. The MRSA is it's a resistant. It's antibiotic resistant, so it doesn't do well. It doesn't really respond. It's a staph infection that doesn't respond to antibiotics. So you can use that. And then, you know, want to stay on topic here, we're talking about immune health. So the second one is cinnamon, and you can jump right in if you know you have something else to say about these. I'm just trying to get through this because I don't know when we're going to get cut off again. But anyway, cinnamon is also used for colds and flus. We were talking about emotional wellness, you know. Also, you can use it for emotional health. And when you're doing something as far as emotional health, I think that it's best diffused in the air, you know, unless you're going out, you know, you can throw some, I guess you throw some cinnamon on you, right? But, so as far as cold and flu, it does help to boost your immune system, but if you should get a cold or flu, you can either once again get those clear capsules, put a couple of drops in the capsule, and then you can swallow it by mouth. Or in general, essential oils are best used on the bottom of your feet. And then we were talking earlier how once you get sick, and if you get sick, you want to keep your air clean. So if you get sick, you don't want to continuously lay in bed. You need to get up. You need to fluff the sheets. You need to spray them down, probably a little tea tree oil. You need to open up your windows so you can air it out, because you're working with bacteria and viruses. And so you don't want them just laying on your pillow. You definitely don't want them just laying on your chest and in your lungs. We were talking about the bellow or accordion, and I had invited another friend on, and she actually plays accordion, so she probably could tell you the mechanics of how that works better than I can. But you know, the lungs are really delicate. They're designed to go in and out. That's our breathing. And so if you get a virus, you want to make sure that your lungs are working, you know, to their fullest potential. So that's another reason why you want to get up and walk around. Let's see. What was the other one? I don't want to switch over. So you remember from your list, don't switch. It'll come back.
Well, you mentioned cinnamon. So you know the medicinal properties of the essential oils, and I know the magical and some of the therapeutic benefits of essential oils. And so as for cinnamon, like you said, you can definitely diffuse it in the air. You can put it in a spray bottle with some eucalyptus or oregano oil or rosemary or even lemon. Not too much though, because it's really strong. And spray down your sheets. I like to spray down my curtains, you know, or diffuse it as well. Sometimes even when I mop my floors, I'll use like Dettol, which is really, really strong. But I'll also make my own blend. You know, you could take some camphor, because camphor is really strong and it kills, you know, viruses and things like that as well. And you can mop the floor with it, with, you know, cinnamon or something like that, just to, you know, I feel like the more that's a good blend, is just what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so I'm back on track here. So doTERRA has this thing that's called, they have not a thing, but they have an oil that's called black pepper, and they have pink pepper. Okay, so we all know what black pepper is. I have the black pepper. Pink pepper, that sounds cute. You know, I like anything but pink, so I probably should take a look at the pink pepper. But that's another thing that you can do for immune health and lymphatic draining. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to This Is How It Is podcast. My name is Sheila Adu. I would like you to join me this evening with my co-host will be personal trainer Bilal Miller. He will be speaking about muscle mechanics, and I hope I can get this out right, because he does want me to relay the message that exercise is a thing that's not hard, and there should be no excuses. So hopefully I have that right, but you will actually hear it from him tonight directly. So, you know, the body is an amazing, flexible machine. And so hopefully we can provide you information tonight on how you can have a no excuse exercise routine. So join us then. Thank you.